Let's dig.
Baseball legend Hank Aaron, Governor Nathan Deal, and Major League Baseball Commissioner-elect Rob Manfred were among those taking part in the groundbreaking. Atlanta Braves President John Schuerholz says a stadium will offer fans the highest quality experience possible.
Our beautiful, enjoyable, modern new baseball park, with its many new and exciting features, will allow us to enhance the game day experience for millions of our fans from near and from far, from every corner of Braves country.
And Cobb Commission Chairman Tim Lee says the ballpark is important for Cobb County and the region's economic future.
I believe this will do for Cobb County what the first stadium did for Atlanta, what Hartsfield Airport did for Atlanta. Bring the spotlight to Cobb County.
And the Braves surprised those in attendance when they announced the new ballpark will be called SunTrust Park. Neither Braves nor SunTrust officials would say how much SunTrust paid for the stadium naming rights. But Schuerholz says the 25-year contract is significant.
It was a deal that both sides liked and agreed to.
Schuerholz says the Braves chose to partner with the Atlanta-based financial institution for several reasons.
Well, because of their the quality of their company, the commitment they've made to the community, as we have.
SunTrust President and CEO Bill Rogers also would not disclose how much the company paid. But he says,
suffice it to say, it's not dissimilar from other type sponsorships that have happened around the country.
The highest MLB naming rights deal has been for Citi Field, where the New York Mets play. Citigroup currently pays $20 million per season. Meanwhile, Royal Philips Electronics pays more than $9 million per season for Philips Arena in Atlanta. The stadium is scheduled to open in the spring of 2017. Michelle Wirth, WEBE News.